We have dessert because it's special. It's always special dessert. I love when you go in a truck stop or a diner. They always have dessert in that rotating glass jewel case. Like it's some artifact or something. How's that supposed to work? You're like, yeah, I don't feel like dessert. But when I see pudding at that angle, I gotta get me some.
Hey guys, it's Tony from Beer 411 over in Connecticut. And you're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Let's crack it.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on them.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast, it's for your learning.
Well, hello there again, folks. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst and mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, also known as Your Eminence of Ethyl Alcohol. And with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. We have a tasty treat for you this week. Yes. This is for the sweet tooth beer geeks everywhere. We have dessert beers.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm surprised we've never done a dessert beer show. We've done breakfast beer.
Yes, we've done breakfast and coffee.
We've done, you know, chocolate here and there, but never a specific dessert beer show. So this is pretty cool.
We've done particular flavors here and there, but we've never done a dessert-centric show, if you will. So we decided to not do the fermentations. We figured we could get lots of desserts into one show. So we're going to do two tasting flights apiece to have four different beers. And I'm going to try Cody Brewing Company's Carrot Cake Porter. And also Clown Shoes Genghis Pecan. It is their pecan pie porter. It's basically an imperial version of their pecan pie porter.
Awesome.
What you gonna try?
Well, I am not representing the West at all, or the middle of the country.
I knew I should have done the Kona.
East Coast and across the pond this week. Nice. So for my two beers, I am trying Thomas Hooker's Chocolate Truffle Stout. And I will also be trying the Wells and Young Banana Bread Beer.
Wow.
So there you go.
I can't believe we haven't done that one. Because, I mean, how many times have you gone into a store, you know, and you look at the import beers and you see that banana bread beer bottle?
Oh, yeah.
So, without further ado, dessert first. I want to drink my beer, so I'm going to get into it.
Let's do it.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, Mike, what you got?
Well, I have a little beer called a Carrot Cake Porter. This is from Cody Brewing Company out of Amesbury, Massachusetts. And their website is www.codybrewing.com, but it is under construction, so you won't find much. ABV on this beer is 6%, and the IBUs are 35. I didn't get any information on... I tried to send out kind of a late tweet to try to get some information, but they didn't get back to me, you know, by the time we recorded here. So the most I got that they actually use 60 pounds of carrots per barrel, which I thought was a lot of carrots.
Those shredded carrots?
I don't know. They don't say whether they cut them, boil them, roast them. I have no idea.
Well, they boiled. So
I'm going to crack it. Want to smell it already, but I'm just going for it here. Well, it's not orange. It is
Orange, huh?
No, it's not. It's not orange. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
It is a very nice kind of amber color. I got a, maybe about a finger ahead, small finger. Maybe a little bit of a chill haze. It's actually pretty clear. On the nose, oh, wow. All kinds of, like, autumn. Wow, this smells like the fall. It's got cinnamon, I mean, big cinnamon nutmeg aroma. Like, allspice. Little raisins. Very nutty. Very nutty aroma. Very holiday kind of smell to it. Wow. This is definitely, you know, aroma-wise, this is just very reminiscent of kind of holiday goodies.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Wow.
This is kind of... The easiest way to describe this beer is it's kind of like a pumpkin beer, which I know we haven't quite narrowed down what actual style that, you know, what base they use when they're brewing a pumpkin beer. But this is like a pumpkin beer with carrot cake essence as opposed to just kind of a pumpkin. A lot of this, you know, similar spices with nutmeg and cinnamon. And,
right.
But then there's that a little bit more of a vegetable. Actually, it's very similar to a pumpkin beer. This may be better than a better pumpkin beer than some of the pumpkin beers that are brewed with, you know, from some of those breweries. It's just, you know, the spices that come through in this are nicer, and it does have kind of a vegetable maltiness. It's kind of strange. It's carrot cakey.
Are you getting any kind of porteriness out of it? Like,
oh, I'm glad you said that. No, I'm not. It is not.
You know, I said you said more of like pumpkin, but there's pumpkin porters and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. But you know, I'm talking about just, I mean, the breweries that say this is just a pumpkin ale, or you know, ale brewed with pumpkin or whatnot. That it has kind of a weird kind of base ale that you're not quite sure where to put it, you know, whether it's a brown ale or an amber or pale, even, you know, you don't really know. This is kind of like that. It's similar to a brown, but not very portery, in my opinion. It doesn't have that kind of richer, you know, more cocoa or roasted maltiness to it. If I'm going to pair this with something... I actually think it's a great dessert beer. If you just had this with maybe like a creme brulee or something like that, you'd be surprised how many of the different spices I think would come up when you get some vanilla. There's actually a little vanilla in the flavor here too. But that or cheesecake. Or even...
Dessert
I would pair it with a carrot cake just to see how... you know, just to see the similarities. Like I think you'd be surprised on how much... of carrot cake this actually tastes like. No, besides the cream cheese frosting, which I don't think would go very well in beer.
No. Well, you never know.
You never know. That's right.
You never know.
So,
what?
If you get a chance, check this one out. This is from Cody Brewing Company. I've tried one of their beers before, probably about 100 shows ago. Literally, I think it was our episode 80. I tried the Wheeler Brown.
Wow.
I think it was the Wheeler Brown. Could be wrong, but it's one of their beers. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I thought Cody sounded familiar. I had a feeling it wasn't a new brewery on the show.
I had met him down at Cape Ann Brewery one time and didn't realize who he was until later on. But they had like a big string of hops that they laid out on the tables. They had big long like picnic type tables at the old K-Band brewery. They had it, and they were cutting off, you know, the hops and stuff from the vine that someone had grown hops in their backyard or whatever.
Sweet.
And then his brewery was somewhere else in Massachusetts. I want to say like Danvers or Peabody or something like that. But apparently he's got a brewery in Amesbury now. So there you
go.
Beer Advocate users, do not rate this, and neither do the Brothers Ahlstrom.
Whoa.
There's maybe two or three reviews so far, not enough for any information. On Untappd, they actually have a bit more. They rate it a 3.65, and they have 23 ratings.
Cool.
So, oh, yeah. That actually is interesting. You know,
you see the top place that it was drank at?
No, I didn't.
It was drank at ACBF.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This okay. year. It this was year. The top place.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the other couple places, I'm not sure. I've heard of the Asgard, but I don't know the Auchenlander Brewhouse.
Auchenlander Brewhouse.
Auchenlander. So there you go, folks. First dessert. We got more desserts coming up.
That's right.
Real soon.
We have a plethora of desserts.
A plethora of pies and pecan porters. Okay.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, so for my first dessert beer, and yes, we will be having seconds, each of us.
Yes.
For my first beer, I will be trying the Wells and Young Banana Bread Beer. This is Wells and Young. They're out of Bedford, UK. And they are home of the, you know, Young's beers.
They're not so young, though.
Right. They're
been around for a while.
Yeah, they're UK's oldest independent brewery. They also do the McEwen's, the Courage beers. So yeah, this is their banana bread beer. It's considered a fruit beer according to Untappd. It's brewed with bananas, actually fair trade bananas, and banana flavoring added. It's 5.2% ABV. Let's crack it. New bottle cap.
When you're trading bananas, who says that's not fair?
I guess
it depends on what you're trading them for, right?
Right.
If you're trading them for small children, that's
or
probably
if you're trading
not
them
fair.
For plantains. Yeah. Ooh, I smell bananas right off the bat.
Right off the banana.
Oh, this does contain malted barley.
Oh, well, that's good. At least now we know that it's beer.
I wasn't sure.
As opposed to those.
Maybe the proof.
What would I have? The sorghum. Ugh. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, sorghum. Okay, so the color is copper. Nice copper color, very clear. Good carbonation happening. I started off with about a finger of head. It has dissipated to about a half finger. It's sustaining now. It's a white head on the nose. Wow. It smells like, you guessed it, banana bread. Banana. Like straight up banana bread. And that's it. But the banana smells almost like, you know, the now and laters, the banana flavored now and laters, or maybe the banana flavored Laffy Taffy. That's kind of what it smells like.
Yeah.
Because it has it's weird because one sniff, it smells like real bananas. And then I take another sniff and it smells like almost too sweet, like a fake banana.
Like overripe.
Yeah. Like candy banana.
Yeah, they can never quite dial that in, huh? You know, other flavors, they can seem to get close to the natural taste, But banana, man, there's a fake banana candy.
Bananamon?
Bananamon.
But Bananamon.
You know, it's like one of those flavors that they can't.
Like watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon doesn't really taste like real watermelon, but it has become its own flavor of watermelon.
Yeah.
Taking a sip,
Bananana. Bananana.
Ooh, this is good.
So far, we've both had beers that are brewed with very phallic objects.
What does that say about the Beer Coasters podcast, Mike?
I don't know.
Next up, cucumber beer. This is tasty. It has just the right amount of banana.
How much banana is just the right amount?
Well, it's enough to have like 50-50 of like you can taste banana and then you can taste the nice toffee, caramel malts, you know, the typical English ale, toasted caramel, you know.
Gotcha.
And then you have the upper layer is like straight banana and a little bit of that doughiness to make it kind of banana bread. Like, it's not too sweet. Wow, that's actually pretty well done. Kind of like it. There's even a very slight bitterness. Just a little bit of like a sort of a grassy type of hop. But very, very little. It's mostly just banana and that caramel malt. Very nice.
Interesting.
I don't know. You know, whenever you get into these type beers, you think, banana bread, it's like gimmicky. I think that's kind of how pumpkin beer started, where people were like, pumpkin beer? Psh, oh, okay, yeah, here. And they almost give it to somebody as a gag, you know, like, oh, pumpkin beer. Oh, check it out, banana bread. Here you go. You like banana bread, right? Here's a beer. You know, and it's, I think they're pretty serious about this one because it's pretty well balanced. It's not too banana-y on the tongue. The nose has more banana. But, and it doesn't taste like fake bananas. Mm. You know, it doesn't taste like banana flavoring. So, that's pretty good. For a food pairing, I think this would go good with, like, I'm thinking stuffing. So, maybe that kind of, like, herbally, bready, some sort of maybe celery, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So possibly turkey and stuffing, I think, would be good. So this might be a good Thanksgiving beer. Because you could pair it with like cookies or something like that. I wouldn't pair it with banana bread just because I don't think you would get much of a clash between the two. You might get more hops out of the beer if you had it with banana bread. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd say I'm going to stick with turkey and stuffing. Nice. I think would be good.
Your advocate users rate this a 79, which is average. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer.
And on Untappd, we have it at a 3.63 out of 5,537 ratings.
Whoa.
So not too bad. And this is the Wells and Young Banana Bread Beer. You can check out their website, wellsandyoungs.co.uk. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
All right, so for this week's hop topic, store owner beats down thief with Natty Ice.
Want to find out what's new and exciting in Connecticut craft beer, but aren't sure where to go? Then hit the trail, the Connecticut Beer Trail. your one stop for all the latest local news and brewtastic events. The Connecticut Beer Trail aims to keep pace with the fast-growing craft beer scene in Connecticut, bringing together local breweries, brew pubs, beer bars, homebrew supply shops all within the state. Check out several of their online resources, including ticket giveaways to local beer fests and tastings, forums, events, blog postings, and more. And if you want the full Connecticut Beer Trail experience and like to save money, then check out the Trailblazers Club. Members get exclusive access to discounts all over the state. If you don't see your favorite Connecticut Beer Trail destination on our Trailblazers list, let them know and help add even more incentives. With all that's happening in Connecticut, you don't want to miss out. Let the Connecticut Beer Trail help keep you on track. For more information, visit ctbeertrail.net.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, for my second dessert beer, I am trying the Thomas Hooker Chocolate Truffle Stout. Thomas Hooker Brewing is out of Bloomfield, Connecticut. You can check out their website, hookerbeer.com. Style of this beer is a stout. Comes in at 5.9% ABV, 20 IBUs, and 233 calories per 12-ounce bottle.
Wow.
So, ingredients for malt. We have two-row pale, oat malt, chocolate malt, crystal malt, melanoidin, roasted barley, and black patent. For hops, they use Northern Brewer, Fuggles, and Goldings. It's brewed with Munson's chocolate cocoa powder.
Oh, it's totally Munson's.
Also, Munson's cocoa nibs are added to the fermenter. It's available January through March, so this is their spring beer. Let's go ahead and crack it. Pours out black. There is, I got about a finger of head. It's a tan head. It's very dark in color.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There's
picture perfect.
A little bit of ruby highlights towards the bottom there.
Man, we should.
On the news.
We should really think about doing video.
Lots of chocolate. Yeah, that's pretty much. That's pretty much it. It's just lots of nice chocolate aromas. A little bit of roastiness on the nose. So, yeah.
So nosy.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Yeah, lots of chocolate on the tongue there. Nice little bit of bitter coffee kind of in the background. It's a little it's very drinkable. And yeah, just lots of chocolate, and it's not like super stouty, so it's not super roasty. It's just got a lot of like
any mintiness?
No, none of that. No. It's the chocolate flavors are good. It's got this nice cocoa chocolatiness with a little bit of coffee in the background. And yeah, like I said, it's really drinkable. So it's not super, it doesn't have like a super bitter coffee bite to it. It's just, it's a little smooth and, you know.
I don't know. I just always think chocolate truffles. I think of like chocolate and mint. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I'm getting.
So the moderate stout levels.
Yeah, not too bad. For a food pairing,
what would you pair with this?
This would go good with like some Nilla wafers, you know, nothing too strong. I wouldn't go with like a vanilla ice cream or cheesecake or anything like that. I think something light and not even those like vanilla wafer, like the wafer cookies, not even that. I think that would be a little too much vanilla for this. So I think maybe a Nilla wafer would be good. Nice and light. You be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's the Thomas Hooker Chocolate Truffle Stout. And let's check some ratings here.
I used to call this TJ Hooker Brewery for the long... Like, I'd get it mixed up all the time. Do we get some ratings? Rating.
On Untappd, they have it at a 3.78 with 292 ratings.
So, Beer Advocate users rate this an 87, and the Brothers Ahlstrom have not tasted this beer. So far, the bros 0 for 3 or 0 for 4?
So yeah, check out their website, hookerbeer.com, and we'll be back. Oh, and a big shout out to Tony Leone, of course. This is the beer he hooked me up with this week, so yeah. Thanks, Tony, and we'll be back right after this.
All right.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So for my second tasting flight, for my second dessert, I'm going to try Clown Shoes a Genghis Pecan. This is from Clown Shoes Beer and brewed by Mercury Brewing Company out of Ipswich, Massachusetts. Their website is www.clownshoesbeer.com. This is an Imperial Pecan Pie Porter. I'm going to crack it. The ABV on this beer is 7%. I don't have the IBUs, and I got no ingredients for you. None, except for pecans. 200 pounds of pecans per batch. That smokes the shit out of those carrots, doesn't it?
Yeah, dude. 200 pounds? That is nuts.
Much more portery in color. This is brown.
Be like if I was a pecan and I jumped in the barrel.
That's a big pecan.
Be like Bugs Bunny and I, he always sit in the
That's big, one big
cauldron nut. And he's with the carrots and that's me in the friggin' wart. In the mash.
This is pretty dark. It's rich brown color. Not really any lights getting through it. It's got a little bit of brown highlights kind of shining through the bottom here. On the nose. Strange.
A roasty
nuttiness. And this weird kind of powdery. I want to say it's kind of like hazelnut. It smells more hazelnutty. You know, it's got kind of that odd kind of nut aroma.
Yeah.
Some powdery, like brown sugariness. There's something powdery about the aroma in this. It's weird. It kind of, I don't know. It's like almost like stuffing up my nose. Like I'm inhaling and it's powdery. But very kind of nutty, toasty nuttiness. And some big sugar. There's like some, I don't know, like brown sugar or something that smells very sweet and sugary about it. I'm going to take a sip, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, this is the Imperial of their pecan pie.
Yeah. They have a pecan pie porter. that, and this is basically a bigger version of that. And what they decided to do is take more nuts and roast them this time, which I don't think that they did before.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really get much more information.
Have you had the
I have not. One? Nope, I haven't tried it yet. I'll have to go back and try it after this one.
So I'm just wondering if the pecan pie-ness, like what made it pecan pie, or was it just the fact that it was pecans, you know? Take a sip,
yeah! This one tastes a little more porter-esque. Get that portery, roasty maltiness. A bitter kind of cocoa powder on the tongue. The decent carbonation. But it's kind of downplayed to it gets a little bit smoother, like more like a porter should be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's got this toasted nuttiness to it, though. Maybe a little bit of coffee. But a little bit of cocoa. It starts to dry up at the end. But it's got all that malty. All in the middle, it's got all kind of the malty backbone, you know? It's got a... those kind of roasted malts. But the aroma smells so much sweeter. But it's got kind of a roasty, drier flavor in the aroma.
Hmm.
I mean, this would be interesting just to... I don't know. If, now that it's a pecan pie porter, then I'm trying to find aspects that taste like pecan pie. But now, if they just said that this was... a porter, and it's like, oh, well, you know, this is a really interesting porter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to try to pull something like pecan pie out of this beer, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah, there's something weird. There's something I can't quite pinpoint with that weird powdery... I mean, it was in the aroma, and now it's kind of on my tongue as well. If I'm going to pair this with something... I think it may be like a teriyaki burger.
Hmm.
You know?
Interesting.
Something about kind of a sweeter teriyaki might make this beer interesting. I mean, it's interesting as it is, but I'd be curious to try it with something like that. Or even go kind of a, you know, Hawaiian style burger with the teriyaki and the pineapple and...
Yeah. Huh.
Be interesting.
I want one of those.
Hmm?
I want one of those right now.
You want one of those now? Yeah.
I think I'll go to Islands right after this.
There you go. If, I don't know, if you get a chance to check this one out, I would try it. I'd actually like to try them both back to back. The regular pecan pie and then this one. If I don't know if the roasted pecans are bringing out the roasty flavor or if it's the malts that they used, but I don't know. Check it out. I guess I should untap this beer while I'm here. But Beer Advocate users and the brothers have not tried this beer.
Untapped has this with a 3.67 and 112 ratings.
So. Yeah, check it out if you get a chance. It's I think if they didn't say that it was pecan pie, I may think it's a better beer. You know, if I would just kind of blind taste test this and just say, okay, well this is a porter. But I'm not quite sure about this pecan pie thing. Anyway, check it out. We'll be back right after this.
Chris LaCroix says, dinner, tilapia, salad with tomatoes and red peppers, rice pilaf, dessert, beer, and a cigarette.
Tweet of the week, yeah! Gremlin Hotline. Yeah.
Got a little backwash from a Tony Leone.
Yeah, Tony Leone. He wrote us in, he sent us an email. He says, "Hey, Toby, Mike, and Crazy Dave. Luckily, I wasn't affected that much by Hurricane Sandy at all. Thanks for keeping us all in your thoughts. But I do know that towns along the Connecticut coast, as well as parts of New Jersey and New York, were hit pretty hard. I have family in both New York and New Jersey, so please keep sending the good vibes that way. Last year, I went to a Victory Tap takeover at one of my favorite bars called Backstage in Torrington, Connecticut. The Victory rep convinced me to try a mashup between the Victory Storm King and the Victory Golden Monkey, which is a golden triple." Yep. So a triple and an Imperial Stout, right?
Yeah.
The Storm King was an Imperial Stout, right?
Yep, yep.
He called it a silverback.
Nice.
I didn't think it would work, but it was surprisingly delicious. Give it a try if you have any Storm King left over.
Yeah, I you know what? I might even have the Golden Monkey here as well. I've tried that on the show. I'm actually going to see if I can pull that up.
You might have.
Right now.
And then he and puts a link to
I've done it on.
He put a link to a YouTube video where Victory's co-founder Bill Kovaleski talks about doing mashups and stuff, and he mentions the silverback on there. So,
oh, I thought I did it, but I guess I didn't. I did the Victory V12 in our quad issue. I can't believe I haven't done the Golden Monkey. We're going to have to do another Animales show. We'll have Brittany on, and I'll grab the Golden Monkey. I'll grab Brittany the Golden Monkey for good luck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so this one's from Rick. It says, "I hope you guys are doing well. The show is kicking ass as usual." Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you.
"I hit up Surly Darkness Day a couple weeks ago, and it was a blast. I didn't do the wait in line starting the night before, but went later in the afternoon. Plenty of great one-off brews and great heavy metal. They had Firkins of Furious and Cynic."
Ooh, Firkin of Furious, dude. That would be even more furious. Yes. I don't know if you could get more furious than furious, but that would be more
furious. Double furious.
Yeah.
The Furious Firkins. That sounds like some kind of circus act. "Ladies and gentlemen, the Furious Firkins." And they tried, he tried the Brett IPA. It's basically their Bandwagon IPA with Brettanomyces. And Damien, among others that he's tried. Damien is a re-fermenting off the run malt. Off the runoff malt. And a mash of darkness and then hopped. That's interesting that they're kind of reusing. All right. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if Damien is their barley wine or something.
It's got to be a pretty big beer for them to be using the runoff of it.
Right.
Let's see. "It's considered a small beer." Yeah, I kind of doubt that. "It's considered a small beer and had subtle flavors of roasted malt and chocolate. This year's darkness was awesome as usual. I'm glad you enjoyed the beers. There may be more Midwest brews in your future." Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Thanks. And he says, of course, a cheers. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
It was nice to get the Surly beers. I don't think we can get them in either of the states we're in, as far as I know.
Yeah, no, I can't.
So that was super cool.
And we got another Minnesota show coming up. So
yeah. Hot dear.
He sent us so much that we had to split it up into two shows.
Nice. It was cool. So yeah,
there you go.
Bass washers. On a new Discovery Channel. Thanks for the backwash, guys. Keep it coming. We love getting it. We love hearing about what other people are drinking and where they're going to get it and all that fun stuff. So,
all right, everybody, last call.
All right, it's time for last call. Pint ratings, Toby, go.
Whoa. Okay. Wells and Young Banana Bread Beer. Man, this is banana bread in a glass. I'm telling you. If you like banana bread or bananas and you like beer, you're going to like this one. I mean, this is... It's no joke, dude. This is like serious banana bread beer in a glass. It's awesome. So I'm going to go with 4.5. Not perfect, but still awesome. And the only thing I think that it's missing is maybe a little bit more of a malty backbone, because it had enough. But I think it might like kick it up to like bring the body up a little bit on it. But other than that, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's good, man. 4.5. Cheers. And I, you know, for a one word, how can you call it anything other than banana bread?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You may have to forfeit your one word answer this
week. I think
I'm
going to have to. This is a first since we started doing this, because I mean, anything else would just be silly for me to call it anything else.
You can call it beer nana.
Okay, there you go. Beer nana man.
Banana.
Yes, beer we nana. Have no beer nanas.
Thanks, Mike. Good one.
What about the other beer?
My other beer, my Thomas Hooker Chocolate Truffle Stout.
Your hooker beer. Taking one last sip to remind you.
This is good.
Cheater.
It's a pretty solid, drinkable stout. Great chocolate flavors. A decent amount of roastiness. I think I'm going to go 3.5 on this one. I think that it could be even more stouty, but the fact that it's drinkable is a plus. You know, I do like drinkability, and it does have some great flavors, but it seems to be a little laid back. I think if it was more aggressive, I think it would be even better. Like, maybe even if they took this and went imperial. And I know it's not an imperial stout, so I should be judging it for what it is and not what it could be or what it should be. But it's good, man. 3.5. I think it's pretty solid, and I do like the chocolate flavors in it.
Cool.
And for one word, I'm going to have to go with... And again, I'm like, could you call it anything else other than chocolate truffle? I don't know. How about candy bar?
Okay.
I'm horrible. I didn't even think about this ahead of time.
All right. Candy bar.
Yeah, candy bar, sure.
Right. So, for my first beer, the Kodia Brewing Company's Carrot Cake Porter... this was very holiday beer, very much like a lot of the pumpkin beers that are out there. And this came out, I believe, around springtime. It was supposed to be kind of like their Easter beer. And it has a very holiday kind of essence to it. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm going to give it a 4.
Sweet.
It was better. I mean, I think it rates up higher than some of the pumpkin beers I've tried. Because it's very much like a pumpkin beer. It's not very much like a porter. So I can't rate it higher, but 4 is pretty solid for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of stick with that. For my clown shoes, Genghis Pecan. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do the one word for the carrot cake, huh?
Yeah. Wascoey Wabbit.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Something like Bugs Bunny.
It's hunting season.
Yeah. Wabbit season.
Yeah, Wabbit season.
We'll just call it carrot season. Because that actually is a good one.
Carrot season.
It's carrot season. Because it's a very seasonal... This one in particular reminds me more of the fall. Just because of all this, the cinnamon and the nutmeg and the allspice, you know, that type of aroma. Anyway, for the Genghis Pecan, if you just told me this was a porter, I'd be like, yeah, this is a pretty damn good porter. It's solid. It's not too big of a beer, but pecan pie, I'm just not getting it out of this. There's a roasted character that I enjoy. I mean, it's very... If you just called it a porter, I'd rate this so much higher. But pecan port, imperial pecan porter. Actually, it doesn't say imperial, but I know that's kind of what they were going for. It's kind of a bigger version of their pecan pie porter. So I don't know what to rate this one. I mean, I like it a lot, but man, it was. Where this one, jeez, I don't know. I really don't know what to rate it. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. And I'm giving the carrot cake a 4 because I really enjoyed the flavor, but it wasn't a porter. And this one, I think, was the Genghis Pecan was a solid porter, but didn't have the pecan pie flavor. So I'm giving them the same rating, but it's kind of a flip-flop of, you know, the right. opposite reasons of why I'm giving it the same rating. So, there you have it, folks.
What's your one word? Shitty wall?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can't call it... I mean, Genghis Pecan, you're thinking, like, this is going to be one big badass beer. And it was more like... I don't know. It's more like kind of...
Ivan the Terrible?
No.
Less like Genghis, more like Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah. Like Henry the, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I think of a less threatening character throughout history? Yes, there's plenty of them. But I'm not gonna give it that because I mean this is just kind of it's just a porter, but it's a good porter.
Just a porter coming out of Mike's mouth?
I know.
Jeez,
I know, because porter's, you know, it. Porter is probably my favorite style. If I had to choose only one, it could be only one. But, I don't know what a one-word answer for this would be. I'm going to call it a nut porter, because that's kind of what I get. I mean, it's a very nutty, roasty toastiness to this, but it's definitely tastes like a porter, so...
All right.
That's
cool.
That's my lame answer. So I got both of the flavors in my one words this week, which is pretty lame. So anyway. So I guess that's it. Shout outs this week. We got a few.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a big shout out to Tony Leone. Thanks for hooking me up with this Hooker beer. Yeah. Thomas Hooker.
Yeah, and I wanna thank Tony just for you know, avid listener of the show, and he sent us beers. He contributes to the show by sending backwash and listening. And it's just, I don't know.
He's like tweeting cool. within the hour when the show is released. He's like tweeting about something
great.
That happened
totally,
in the show. I'm like,
totally
wow,
appreciate
dude,
that.
He's on it. It's awesome. And of course, shout out to Rick from Land of the Ice and Snow for the backwash this week.
Ice and Snow.
Got more Minnesota beers coming up.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Beer Coaster Mike. Sorry we were running so late tonight. You know,
I was wondering why my name was in the shout outs. Yeah. I was like, what the hell did I do this week?
It's really late for Mike, and he's taking one for the team, and I appreciate that.
It's all right. No problem. I enjoy sitting down and drinking beer once a week.
Yeah.
With friends from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to Benjamin Moore. I gave him a shout out before, but I didn't give him his plug where it was due. He was on Twitter, but he has a website called activebeergeek.com. So check that out. And he also does hashtag beer chat. He will have that on Twitter as well, where you can kind of check that stuff out. So, I gave him a shout out before, but I didn't give him his. I wanted to give him a proper shout out this week. So, hopefully,
yes, the proper shout out.
Yes, just a proper shout out for Mr. Benjamin Moore. Thank you. I also want to give a shout out to Kate Webster, Patrick Maloney, Ben Knapp. And Toby, do you have...
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Aces and Ales. They are... they're having the Vertical Epic, the Stone Vertical Epic tasting. They've got all 12 or all 11 years of the Vertical Epics.
That would be so cool.
The wife and I got some tickets to it, so I will be there. Happens to be on a night that I don't work, so that's why I'm going.
I wonder when it'll start. Do you think they'll start from like 333 or...
It's 222, yeah. 222 they'll all the way
you
up.
Think they'll have 222 there?
That's what they say they've got every
wow.
single one.
Wow.
So, and you can even
can you
purchase
just take
bottles
a couple
to
bottles
go.
And run?
Yeah. And they'll have food pairings and all that stuff. If you go to acesandales.com, you can find more info there. If you're in Vegas around 12-12-12, it's quite a deal. I mean,
is
it's
that
not
before
bad.
Or after the end of the world?
It's before, so
before?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cool.
Just in time.
Sweet.
If you're going to do anything before the world ends, that would be probably a good thing to do.
That'd be an epic tasting. Oh, yes. Show.
One way to go out.
That's how I'd want to go out.
So, yeah. And I'll be there, you know, so you can come by and you can see me.
Yeah. And you want to do that? I mean, that's got to be on your bucket list, right? see Beer Coaster Toby at bar. Check.
Punch him in face. Check. Throw beer in face. Check. All right.
Done.
A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show.
That's right.
We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Desserts.
Lovely.
Oh, I didn't mention either the whole reason why we use that. The image that we had this week was the McKellar Beer Geek dessert, which has been, you know, we should have talked about it. It's been a beer that's been postponed for quite some time. It's kind of delayed indefinitely, but we thought, I mean, that was kind of almost seemed like the perfect beer for the show, but obviously we couldn't get it because it's not out. So just wanted to mention that there was almost a... ended up kind of being more of an inspiration in the show as kind of a, we had the idea for dessert beers for quite some time, but this kind of popped up and we want to give a shout out to McKellar as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Beer Coasters Podcast is the website. See you next week. Mike, go to sleep.
Okay.
Truffle, you in so much truffle.
Punch him in face. Check. Throw beer in face. Check.
The Furious Firkins. That sounds like some kind of circus act. Oh, wow.